Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. That's what we're talking about right now with four ladies that I love. Don't mind telling you that. Joan Pride, Judith Glaser, Paula Lovell, Lois Geller. I loved them before I knew they had breast cancer. I love them now because of their courage and because of their dedication, the ability for them to come back on the show and talk about this ordeal they've gone through, this thing that is frightening. It's humiliating. It hurts. It's the ordeals that they go through, but their will to survive, their desire to live, and to give back, which is what they're doing right now, makes me love them even more. Joan, you know how I feel about you. Your last thoughts.
Just very quickly, I just want to say, when I first received my diagnosis, my first thought was that my life was ruined. That was 10 years ago. It obviously wasn't. So I just want people to know, look at the ladies here today, 4, 8, 9, and 10 years. Breast cancer does not have to be a death sentence. You just got to make sure to fight it with everything that you have.
It doesn't have to define you, does it?
Correct.
Yeah, well said. And folks, Joan is now a speechwriter for the government. And a very prestigious job. She's recently received that assignment. And Joan, I'm very proud of you in many ways.
Thank you, Jim.
Judy, you not only had breast cancer, it got into your bones.
It got into my bones, and my mother had cancer for 12 years, and it went through her system, and it ultimately gave her a brain tumor, and she died. So I had, unfortunately, a model in front of me that could have meant there was no hope, but. What I did, and I acted very quickly, was to take the strongest chemo. But what's exciting is to see what some of my friends are doing. I have two friends who discovered they had BRCA2 gene. Neither of them had actually had cancer.
That's the gene that they think causes breast cancer.
It's exactly what BRCA1 right. and BRCA2. Both of them went for double mastectomies, in part because they had three generations of cancer in their family. One of them had, actually her sister's dying now of cancer. But she proactively had both breasts removed, and both of them did. And I'm so proud of them for taking that action. Mm. It makes such a difference when you just, you don't let it get you. You get
right.
it.
Right. Well said, Judy. Paula, you have
a son. Yeah, I want to talk about clinical trials and encourage the women listening women listening today to your show may be in the middle of treating breast cancer right now. And I want to encourage all the ladies to participate in clinical trials because the science is evolving so fast, excuse me, and we need that kind of support. And what happens is you're in such shock when they tell you you have breast cancer that a lot of times they'll talk to you about clinical trials, but you can't even hear it. You're just trying to survive.
Right.
Sort of just open up, take a minute, listen to that. It is no risk. There's no risk in that, and it is incredibly helpful to yourself and all the women in the future.
Well said. And of course, the goal here is to eradicate it. It's to come up with a cure, come up with a way to avoid it completely. And Paula, thank you for that important information and recommendations. Lois, four years.
The one thing I would like to add is that they're finding that there's some connection maybe with breast cancer and obesity. So
really?
Taking care of yourself, keeping your weight down. They say sometimes, weight around your middle. I mean, I read all these things and try to do everything to stay as healthy as I can because on the other side of breast cancer, you don't want it ever to come back and you want to take great care of your body. So, I work out. I'm an older person, yet I work out every day.
You're not old. Quit saying that. Stop that.
I'm the oldest
Stop
in the
it.
Group.
Stop it. That's nonsense. And, ladies, not to minimize anything that you've gone through or that ladies go through, but men have breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
So guys, yes.
Ignore a lump.
Pay attention. Exactly. And if I could stick one other thing, and I hope you ladies don't mind, but men, if you're over 50, please get your PSA test, get your prostate screening, because this is our prostate cancer is the comparable thing for men. And Joan, thank you for being here. Good job today. I'm so proud of you for so many things and for coming back every year and sharing your experience with us.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. Judith, you know how I feel about you, too. Thank you.
It's great to be with all of us again.
Give us your website, Judy, quickly.
Creatingwe.com.
And you're on, are you on tweet? Are you on Twitter?
And I'm on tweeting.
What
I
is
am
it?
Definitely
what, quickly,
tweeting.
Quickly, what is it?
No, it's Creating We.
Okay.
www.creatingwe.com.
Okay. All right. And Paula, your website?
My website is lovell.com. And
you're on Twitter?
Our Twitter is at lovell.com, L-O-V-E-L-L-C.
At lovell.com. And Lois, you too?
I'm Lois Geller Marketing Group. And my Twitter name is Lois Geller.
Lois Geller. So you can find these ladies on Twitter too. I'm so proud of these ladies. And a year from now, we'll have four more survivors talking about this again, and with one more year behind them. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Ladies, get screened. It's important. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.